Yeah, so the Mishnah says that if you raid it on the Karen of a Para, then
the
what?
Cow.
You have to give her the whole cow. Okay? And if you raid it on the Eved, you have to give her the whole Eved. Okay? But the Gemara is saying that what? That why do you have to... I understand... I understand why you have to give her the whole Eved. Because practically speaking, you can't just remove the arm. Right? But why can't you just remove the Karen Shelpara? Correct? Okay, go ahead, Rashi. It's funny, Rashi. Like, why does he have to bring the raya from Rosh Yevon?
Saying that, therefore, once you kobble him, right, he'd be freed. Right? In which case, it's kind of impossible to ever make his hand to get, he's going to cut it off.
But he seems to be saying that he seems to be using the Rosh Yevorim for Eina Rosh Yevachlo, though.
Well, isn't saying that...
Isn't he separating?
Isn't it with Rosh Yevorim, that's when he goes free?
That's when he goes free.
Right, you can find it.
But who gets the hand? That's a good question. Who gets the hand? Rashi's interpreting the Gemara to say that you're not allowed to do it. Right? You're not allowed to do it. Not that it's impossible. I mean, it is funny. He's saying that what? It does sound like it's even two reasons. The Shayach B'mitzvah. What does it mean, Shayach B'mitzvah? Since he has the mitzvahs of like an Isha, right? And you're not allowed to injure him. And if you injure him in a certain way, he goes free. Therefore, you see, you're not allowed to injure him. It's just a strange...
Why does he say chayav b'mitzvot? Why does he say shayach?
But he's shayach b'mitzvot. What's that?
He says
mixus mitzvos.
Not all of them.
Unless shayach b'mitzvos means that he is included in mitzvos.
Right. It's not like an animal.
Meaning like he can't, the mitzvah of the isurim of the isur of chovel.
Is there a direct relationship between being shayach b'mitzvos and being able to get damage? Is he saying like, is that like straight, like is shayach b'mitzvos like the prime, like is that essentially the reason like why you can't be damaged? Like, what's exactly the connection?
Sounds like that's what Rashi's saying. Sounds like Rashi's saying. I'm not really sure. Oh, by the way, I'm sorry. I just remembered. I wanted to tell you one thing. I was thinking of an example to illustrate what we were doing on Friday a little bit with the Eved, with the Gita of Yadav Bo Kechad. So we were saying that the Maisa is done to the Eved, right? But if it wasn't for Gita of Yadav Bo Kechad, the Kabbalah would be for the Rav. So to give you an example, like if a guy is Chovel, an Eved Kanani, right? So in terms of the Maisa Chavalah, that's definitely to the Eved. He didn't want to ask, he'd be violating the, like over here, he'd be violating a mitzvah towards the Eved. Because that's a Maisa to the Guf of the Eved. But in terms of Mamanus, it goes to the Rav. You know what I mean? So in terms of, when you're talking in terms of Maisa, you don't say that the guf of the Eved is considered the guf of the Rav. The Maisa is definitely, the Maisa Chavala is to the Eved. You'd have to ask him for the tshuva. If you wanted to do tshuva, you'd have to be Mephiasim. But in terms of the Mamanus, the effect of the Maisa, that's only in the Rishus of the Baal. Okay? All right. Go ahead. So anyway, so I'm not 100% sure why Rashi expresses it that way. But he's saying that what? So the Gemara is saying that what? That there's not a problem. You can understand why you have to give the whole Eved. But why can't you simply remove the Karen of the Para? And give the Karen of the Para. Write the get on the Karen. Remove the Karen and give it to her. Why do you have to give the whole cow? Okay, go ahead. Yeah, it's a strange Gemara. Strange law. Says that why can't you write it on the Karen and then cut off the Karen and give it to her? Because the Torah says because of in Nosan law. Something that is only me, what does it mean? Me she'eno mechusa elaksiva unasina. What's the me? Mi she'eno mechusa elaksiva unasina. Yotzo ze she'mechusa ksiva ketzitza unasina. But it's a difficult. Let's take a look at the Rambam. How's the Rambam? Now, the question is like this. In analyzing this, we have to try to understand where is the psul? What's the psul exactly? What's the psul? It's a strange kind of a psul, because normally you'll say there's a psul in the thing that you're writing it on, right? But that's not true. Because if you write, there's nothing wrong with writing it on the Karen Shel Parah. Right? If I write it on the Karen Shel Parah, that's a kosher surface for a get, because I can give the whole cow. Right? So if it's good for getting, so then when I write it, it's good. And now what? And now when I cut it off, it's no good? It becomes not a good chefza? I mean, but if I would have cut it off first and written it on it, it would be a good chefza. I mean, it's like a strange kind of a, where exactly is the psul?
Isn't it kind of like a chefza? I mean, you could understand it that way off the bat.
So that's an interesting question. In other words, that's one way to look at it. That is like a, in other words, that what? That you have to do ksiva and nesina. You have to do ksiva followed by nesina. And if you do ksiva, Ketzitza and Nesina, that's like a hefsek between your ksiva and your Nesina. But that's a strange idea.
What is that? Meaning, is that a psul now in the process of getting? You're saying getting is a process in which you need ksiva and Nesina, and therefore if I have anything else in between that I'm lacking in the process of get, does that result in the fact that the get now is not a get? Right?
That's what we're trying to figure out.
So it's in the fact
that's what we're trying to figure out. What type of a psul is it? Is it a psul in the cheftza?
You have the options. You can say it's cheftza.
But what type of a psul in the cheftza is it? It's a strange type of a psul in the cheftza. In other words, normally a psul in the cheftza would mean that this object doesn't qualify for getting.
But it did.
It was good. It was good.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. I guess the same question. You had a get. You were about to get in your mind. You said there's not a get anymore, right? Or announced it's not a get anymore. It was good for get, and now if I give it, it's not good anymore.
Right.
But I mean, so what do you mean it's a strange kind of thing? I mean, you have a chesed, and
right,
it'll be used, and that's a common case by getting.
But I would say like this, that's not a question. Because lishma is an essential thing in getting.
In the
chesed, right?
Of get, or in the process? I mean, just define what you're talking.
I don't have to right now. Lishma, if the get is not lishma, the chepsa? I don't know what you want to call it. If the get is not lishma, then that's a psul in getting, right? If it was written shelo lishma, it would be no good, right?
Hold on.
If it was written shelo lishma, it would be no good. So now I tell you like this. If I write it lishma, and then I mevatel it, so I can make it like it's not lishma. That's a way of understanding the bittul. Now, what is the bittul doing? The bittul is removing the quality of lishma. Okay? So now I've made it into a get that's not lishma. But get that's not lishma is a category of a pasul get. Right? But over here, what did I turn it into? I turned it into a horn, but a horn is fine for a get. In other words, over there, that makes sense because it's the antithesis of get. It's I'm removing an essential quality. But what's the quality over here? What do I need? I need what? I can't write a get on a Karen Shel Parah that's not attached to the Parah? No, I can. And I can write a get on a Karen attached to a Parah. So what do you mean? Yotzazu, Sheina Mechusar, it has to be, so what So in terms of the Chefta, it's hard to define it. It's hard to define it as a psul in the Chefta of the Get.
The quality of Lishma, that's one thing.
Right.
Another quality you have is like the process of, you know, getting or getting processed.
Are you going back to your question of being a Bittul, or you...
No, I'm saying, just like you, how you answered my question.
Yeah, go ahead.
You answered my question, you said that there's an idea of Lishma,
right?
And therefore, right, by being, you know, right, since the Get requires Lishma, that you don't have Lishma, it's not going to work anymore. So
right.
Your Get requires a certain process, right? By breaking up that process, you don't have the process anymore.
So you're saying like him. You're saying like him, like a half
second. I'm saying, so the other question is, when you say that, does that mean now that the object itself is not good anymore?
But you see, in terms of object, you have to show me that it turns into an object that we hold doesn't qualify.
So
just like when you removed the Lishma, I said I turned the Get into a Chefta that doesn't qualify. I turned it into a Get Shelo Lishma, which we all know is no good. You have to show me how it would seem you'd have to show me how I can turn it into a Chefta that's no good.
And the alternatively, completely.
Hold on, let's finish that thought, right? Yeah. So that's why he's trying to say that it's not a psul in the Chefta at all. There's nothing wrong with the Chefta. But there's a different din. You have to go from Ksiva straight into Nesina. And if you're Osek in Ksitsa, it's a Hefsek. But it's still strange. And what if I write it and I twiddle my thumbs and I chop wood? I mean, I could do many things that are much more strenuous. It's an unusual kind of a hefsek. If you're going to say it's a hefsek, it becomes a very unusual kind of a hefsek.
Yeah, I don't think it's just, I think it's specifically is ketzitza, because when you have ketzitza, you're changing what's being given. So you wrote one thing.
That's the other option.
And you're giving something else.
That's the second one.
Okay.
That's the second option.
You go ahead.
I just have a methodology. Why are we starting with the odd piece of par where it's fine if you give it once you cut it off and you can give the whole par also? I mean, it seems like the paradigm case is something that's
Mechubar
Lakarka. Shouldn't we define that verse and then...
Well, everyone equates para and Mechubar Lakarka. That's pretty much... I mean, okay. I'm not going into that distinction. I mean...
Well, the strange thing about the case here is that you can give the locale...
You're going into the right.
But it's only once you cut off the horn.
Everybody agrees that the cow, I mean, that I'm using it's a primary case. There's no machlokas about that case. It's not like a case of the long piece of paper. There's no machlokas about that case.
Yeah.
Right?
But with
Mechubar
Lakarka, then it seems much more clear.
That Mechubar Lakarka, yeah, that's a different problem. But then I can say it's, then I can say when I write it, it's not a good Chefza. See, if it, by the case of Mechubar Lakarka, then I can say I didn't write it on a good Chefza. You understand? Because that Chefza is not capable of being given.
So once we're saying it's going to be the same problem as Mechubar Lakarka. So once we're saying, right, and it's in the same category. So once we're saying the problem that...
But that doesn't mean that the problem that you... That doesn't mean the obvious problem of Mechubar Lakarka is the same problem by the para. That doesn't mean that it's the same exact problem.
Are we categorizing the two things the same?
Yeah, but it could be the Ola has two things that are problematic with it. The Aruch Gemara is not talking about the Ola. Aruch Gemara doesn't mention the Ola. Aruch Gemara is just talking about the Para. Let's take a look at the Rambam. So what does the Rambam say? So the Rambam has... The Rambam has the 10 requirements, right? The 10 requirements. So which requirement is this violating? The 6, right? So one of the problems is for Shelo Yiyem Mechusar Maisa. Shelo Yiyem Mechusar Maisa Achar Ksivaso Ela Nisinaso La Bilvad. Yeah. So he says Asara Dvarim Hein Ikar Hager Shemina Torah Velein. Shelo Yigarish Ish Ela Beretzono. So he has to be Megarish according to his will. V'shi Yigarish B'Ksav Lo B'Dav Achar. Has to be in writing. V'shi Yiyah Inyan Ksav Shagir Shav Yisira Mikinyano. The Inyan of the Ksav has to be about divorcing her. V'shi Yiyah Inyano Dover HaKoreis Beino Leveino. The Lashon has to be that he's Koreis. V'shi Yiyah Nichtav Lishma has to be written for her. V'shelo yiyeh mechusar maisa achak sivaso elo nesinaso lo bevad. and it can't be lacking anything after it's written, except for the giving. So let's jump to, where does he discuss that one? Vav. Uminayin shelo yeh mechusar maisa achar ksivaso. How do you know it can't be mechusar anything? Any maisa. Shenemar v'chosav v'nosan. He wrote it, and he gives it. He writes it, and he gives it. Now what? Mi she'eno mechusar ela ksiva u'nesina. Hu haget hakasha. Hu haget hakasha. What is the get that's kasher? What's the get that's kasher? The one that's old, that's not missing anything between after ksiva except for nesina. So what would you say? In other words, you would say it means to. You would think that as long as it's capable of being given, right? In other words, it has to be capable of being given. See that, right? That's what you would think. Like your case, you say, yeah, your case is definitely a problem. Because it's attached. You can't give it. Right? But the way the Rambam is describing now, you wouldn't necessarily think the Karen Shel Parah is a problem, because you could give the whole Parah. Right? Yotza d'dover shemachusar kitzitza achar haksiva. That excludes something that's lacking ketzitza after the ksiva. Lefikach im kosov get al keren hapara nosin lo hapara. So it's like a funny kind of a. So when is it considered mechusar ketzitza? When is the keren considered mechusar ketzitza? Only if you cut it. It's like a strange kind of an idea. Right? It's only considered mechusar ketzitza if you go ahead and cut it. But you didn't have to cut it. So why was it considered mechusar ketzitza?
That's where the guy with the machshava comes in.
That's what it should be.
And
but
that's where the machshava comes in. I mean, that's like
the im chotach, like the Rav Haigon. That's why he makes a lot of sense. V'im chotach hakeren achar shekosva v'nosnu lo, eino get. V'chein im kosva v'mechubar. Also the same problem. But... You know, it's like a hard type of a psul to define in terms of the cheftza. The way it's described is like a problem in the cheftza. You can't use this cheftza because it's mechusar ketzitza. But
only mechusar ketzitza if you cut it.
It's only mechusar ketzitza if you decide you want to cut it.
I'm saying going with what Aaron was saying.
Yeah. Oh, so what was Aaron saying? Yeah, Aaron, what were you saying?
Aaron was saying that. I'm just repeating for him.
Good. You still stand by it? You still stand by it?
Basically, when you have a nosan, you're changing it. You wrote one thing, you're changing the object. You're giving something else now. You didn't write. You wrote one thing, and now you're giving something
else.
Yeah,
that's what I said.
Okay, so what's the psal?
So the psal is that you don't have the kasuv and a nosan on the same object.
Okay, that's good.
In which case, it plugs right back in here to answer your question. You just want to answer it that way.
Isn't there a...
Right, because each chavsa, right, the chavsa just changes. So you mechus and maisa.
So then what? So if you give the whole cow, then
if
what?
Then I'm not mechusar anymore. But once I need another process to get that object, that's when I'm mechusar that maisa for it. I mean, if I wanted to give a leaf, right, then I'm mechusar maisa. I didn't pluck it off a tree yet. But if I wanted to give a whole pot.
But you're saying it goes by what your intention is originally. You're saying it goes by what your intention is originally.
Why?
Because you're saying if I wanted to give a Karen Shel Parah, then it's Mechusar Maisa. Right?
Oh, well, maybe you say what you write, it's defined on the object that it's on.
It's defined at what?
It's like when you write on the horn of a cow, like it's, I don't know exactly how you define it, like it's a get, I don't want to say a get of a cow. But somehow, maybe that somehow plays in, what is on plays into the definition of what it is. Of the get.
You have two options. I mean, like, it's not like you did it on one or the other. You don't have to have them. You don't have to have a machshava. I mean, you technically both wrote on a Karen and you wrote on a cow at the same time.
You wrote on, that's a good question. What did you write on? Did you write on the Karen or did you write on the cow?
Thanks. So why do you say you wrote on
the cow?
So why do you say you wrote on both, right? And you have two
wrote on both? Are they different?
What?
Are they different?
Are they different? I don't think we have to get so esoteric. I don't know. Philosophical. I mean, master.
You rode on a Karen, which is attached to a cow.
It's attached to a cow.
Okay.
Right? Or whatever it is. And now you have two options of how to give it, right? I can either detach it, in which case I need another Misa, or I can go ahead and give the whole thing, in which case I don't. But if I did do it...
It just all... I mean, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. It just all sounds so extraneous and so...
Why? Explain why you think that's extraneous.
Yeah. I mean, what we have to try to do is we have to try to figure out how this fits into Gittin in general. We have to try to understand how this fits in, what type of a psul this is that makes sense in Gittin.
No, it makes sense, though.
Yeah, that one.
We make sense. It's the same thing you do with your kosivan. Should be thinking you're a nasan, right? Because there's a kosav and nasan. That's similarly because there's a kosav, right?
Okay.
So now, once you have that idea that you need to be writing and giving the same thing, by cutting it off would be a different thing. But if I give the whole thing, it wouldn't be.
So if I give the whole thing, then it's the same thing.
Same thing, same object that I wrote it on. But once I cut it off, it's not the same object anymore. It's something separate.
Okay, good. That's similar to what the Ramban. That's similar to what the Ramban is learning. All right, let's go through, because it comes out as a three-way machlokas, though, on what exactly is puzzle. Okay? On what exactly would be a psul? What exactly is a psul of Mishen Mechusa el Ksivu Nesina? Okay, so let's take a look at the Ram. The Ram brings down all the shitas. Yotza Zesha Mechusa Ksivu Ksisa Nesina. You still want to read, Johnny?
Sure.
Okay, go ahead. So some want to say that although the cases in the Mishnah seem unique, they seem to have a certain unique quality, that it's whatever that is exactly, that it's growing out of something, it's attached, it's an object that's attached to another thing, why that would be a definitive kind of a thing, an idea is a good question, but they say that's just the particular case. But the idea applies to anything. The idea would even apply to a long sheet of paper. That if I had a long sheet of paper, and what? And after I wrote the get, I cut off the excess, then the get would be puzzle. Yeah, then the get would be puzzle. So one second, so where is the psul? So let me just answer, do me a favor. So where is the psul? What is the psul in? Halachically, what's the psul in? Now that we're this far. No.
In
the Nesina. The problem is the Nesina. Right? Now, how would you define the psul? Where's the psul? What are you lacking?
There seems to be a practical problem of it's a legal document. You know, if you finished it, now you're altering it in any way before you're giving it.
But you're not really altering it, because you're just cutting off the blank paper at the bottom. You're just cutting off the blank piece of paper at the bottom. No, it's Aaron. Let's try halachically. See, what I'm saying, what I meant before when I said it sounds a little extraneous is you're just describing to me a funny phenomenon that you're writing one thing and you're giving another thing. But where's the psul? What does that violate? What's the psul exactly? Did you write the get? Yeah. Did you give a get? Yeah. So, but you're saying like this. You're saying that what? That you can't give the get. You can't give the get that you wrote. The get that you wrote is not this get anymore. That's what you're saying.
You're not giving the get anymore.
Can't give the get that you wrote.
Well, you have to give the get that you wrote.
I'm saying once you did katsitsa, you're saying...
Yeah, you're not giving the get that you wrote.
Then...
It's more like, I mean, not practical, but like it just... how we define a get. So it's going to play out that, you know...
But I don't see why it's like...
I'm not understanding why it's so extreme.
No, I mean, say you have to show me. What I'm saying is you have to give me a halachic What's the halachic psul?
You're lacking in your mesa.
It's not an actual psul. It's just.
It's a psul. Where's the psul? Did you write the get?
It's not in the mesa.
Did you give the get? Right?
Yeah, you need to write and give the get.
And you wrote the get and you gave the get.
If you only have one component, you're not going to get.
So that's what I'm asking you. Where is the psul?
You didn't give the get.
You mean once you write the get and you cut it and you change it.
Hold on,
Aaron. Once you're saying that once you write the get and you cut it, then what? Then it's no longer the same get.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. Yeah. Then it's no longer the same get.
Why can't you give this new get?
So why can't you give this get? Oh, because you didn't write this get. That's what I'm saying. It's a strange kind of an idea. I mean, it's just, you know, technically you can sort of set it up, but when you think about it, it's like a strange kind of an idea. You wouldn't say that by a Sefer Torah. You wouldn't say if I had to trim the bottom for some reason. Now I'm not mekayim my mitzvah of ksiva Sefer Torah.
Because of Nasan, your nesina is what you're a kosev. You don't have a Sefer Torah. There's no such thing.
I guess the question that's bothering me, the question that we have to think about when we go through this a little bit more in depth, is there some idea, is this just an extraneous idea that really, as reasonable people, we would say, you did write and give the same thing? Right? But the Torah just creates this new concept that when you cut it, it's no longer the same thing. And that throws a monkey wrench in everything. But that's just like a crazy, that's just a thing that is thrown in the middle. It has nothing to do with Gittin. There's no idea of Gittin that would make this make any sense or not make any sense. It's just an extraneous thing. For some reason, the Torah decided to throw this roadblock in your way. All you need to do is write the get and give the get. And in any other subject, if I would write the thing and trim it, I would always say it's the same thing. Right? But for some reason here, we're going to say when you write something and trim it, it becomes something else. Or is there something in the subject matter that makes this reasonable?
I mean, there's a process.
You see what I'm saying?
I mean, there's a process.
So then you're going to go to this hefsek idea. And then you're going to have to jump to a hefsek idea. In other words, we started out saying, how do you make it a psul nechefza? Because it sounds like a psul nechefza. He said, you can't say it's a psul nechefza like a traditional psul nechefza.
Because
right. You can write it on the keren, you can write it on the keren with the para. So then we said, maybe it's an idea of hefzik. But nobody likes that deep down. Nobody likes that. So maybe that's the problem. Maybe we have to analyze ourselves. But we're going to give it a shot. We're going to give it a shot to work it out, to throw it back to the hefza. Say, no, it's not the same hefza. But now my question is, that's the Bahag Shita. Up till now, nobody cares about Das. Yeah.
So why do you say that it's that you start with this is because of a Nasan, therefore it's a process, right? But it's a process in which you're creating a Chefsa of a Get. I mean, this is how you create a Get. Kasav and Nasan, right? That those are only two things you have to have. Wait.
Good. In general, let
it rest, right?
Clarification or a question?
Yeah.
Clarification, yeah.
You're saying that the Nasan has to do with. The Nasan is something in making the attempt of the get?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Saying that the process in Gittin is because of the Nasan, right? It's a process. The process be Koris, right?
Okay.
And now you're creating a attempt of the get through this process because of a Nasan. Now, if you add anything else in, you're not making a get anymore. And therefore, your nesina is not a nesina, because you didn't weren't noticing a get.
So, yes. So, if I write it, tear off the bottom part, like that the sheet, and I give it, did I do it to you in the nesina? Like, why didn't I create a get there?
Why didn't you?
Yeah.
Meaning, which case we're talking about?
So you said
it's regular case.
We said the case of tearing up, we say it's possible, right?
Yeah.
Oh, because it says a kasav and nasan, right? And now you're tearing off. That's a third process.
Yeah,
the third process.
But why is that called the process? If the get is good right now, why is it a process? Why don't we just say it's a nothing? It's like going in and chopping wood.
If
you needed to cut it off to make it kosher, then I would say you're right. If without being cut off it couldn't be given, well, then I could say you're right.
No, but if I tell you, like, this is like, let's say I tell you the qualification for a certain kind of wine is that X and Y are done to it. For it to be, you know, you wine for yain for kiddush, right? It has to be, you know, stepped on and then fermented, right? Right? Those are two processes are needed. Right. If I go ahead and boil it up, though, right, which is the third process I added to it, I know, even though I only did these other two, right, two processes, it wouldn't be the same kind of wine.
But this would be like saying that, this would be like saying, if I boil it up, if this would be like saying if I step on it, ferment it, and then take away some of it, it'd all be puzzle. But if I would have left it, if I would have taken it away first, and then stepped on it and boiled it and fermented it, it would be good.
Because that's not part of the process. The beginning part of the process.
What if you breathe
sima,
like this? That like
part of the beginning part? Because that's not an actual action here. This is a halachically recognized action.
So why is it a halachically recognized action? Because they say.
That's my question. Is it a halachically recognized action just because Torah says we're going to recognize cutting things now? Or is there some idea in here that makes this relevant? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a good question. It's a good question. And we're not ready. We're much, much further than I imagined we'd be at this point. So let's, I thought we'd get to read the Ron leisurely, think about it. But we're already at the throat of the Svara. Okay, so let's take a look. What we're much, you know, you guys are already advancing a real possibility. And I thought we were just going to work on getting the facts more today. So go ahead.
We're done with the facts.
Right. Unbelievable. Okay, but we still need the three shittas. So let's take a look. So the first shitta is what? The first shitta is, you done with the facts, meaning you had enough of them, or you done with the facts?
We even start.
Okay, good. So Ikaman Omar, that this halacha is by anything, even a long sheet of paper that you trim after you write the get, you'll passel the get, and that's the Bahag. That's why the Bahag gives an admonition. He says what? Warning. Man diksiv gita. Go ahead.
Man diksiv gita litzav migosa shir gita v'hadar lepasvei and the e kasa le mikane de litzav migosa uparish migosa upasik la.
Okay, so the Bahag says if you're gonna he who writes a get should tear the paper to the right size of the get and then write the get. Because if he writes it before he tears it and then he has extra or whatever gear says exactly, and then he tears it. Right, after he writes it, then you're going to passel the get. Because it says, V'chosa v'nosan, Mishen v'chusa elaksiv v'nosina. So you see clearly the Bahag holds that anything, even a long piece of paper, is going to be a problem. Go ahead. V'acheirim kosvu. V'acheirim kosvu,
d'adka v'mechubra l'karta. Inali v'bali chayim, v'shim d'havalei oker d'abar migita.
That's a strange sheet. It says, some say, no, it's d'afka, the case of mechubra l'karta. Or an animal. Why? Because that's like uprooting something from where it grows. Okay. But if it's talush.
Well, the talush, low. The hand is talush to low havai nefusar tisa. Jayakalidno, la kamosha.
Yeah. Okay. So he says that what? But if it's a long piece of paper. Then what?
Fine.
Why is it fine?
It's not gidula.
Because you can give it how it is, but you can give the whole para. You can give the whole para, and you can even give something that's mechubar lekarka. In truth.
So you're saying it's not the same object.
In truth, one second. So in truth, you can even give something that's mechubar lekarka. How? Yeah, if you have a pot with a hole. If you have a potted plant that has a hole in the pot, right, Jeremy? Right? It's mechubar lekarka. Well, we discussed in the shiloh over the summer. So what does he mean? Huh? Oh, you think Yechayev and Shabbos?
Yechayev
and Shabbos.
What's Yoni?
Yoni.
Yonik. I mean, he's getting sustenance. Oh, so you just pick up the pot? You just give her the pot? Yeah, but I'm saying it's not like Johnny was imagining that you'd have to really make a structural change. You'd have to, like, get out your pocket knife. you know. But truth is, you could just pick it up like any other object. Okay, so what is this? She's saying that what? But what's so? What's this argument? That it's only if it's mechusar ketzitza. It's only what? It's only mikri mechusar ketzitza. If what?
It's something that's grown.
Okay, so what are you saying, Jeremy?
That actually changed. Well, you asked the question.
Yeah, right.
About this, why can't you write it on the parak and just give the whole parak?
Right.
So there's a different object when you take it off, not the same one.
Okay, so what's so right? So they're saying that what? So no, they're arguing about what's a different, what's considered a different argument, a different object. They're arguing about what's considered a different object. And he's saying that if you had a long piece of paper,
he's talking about lechuser maisa, right? Well, you can phrase it a bunch of different ways. Because one of them is talking about an actual process being done. The question is, the process to result in a different object, which just has to be another process.
Let's just say what he's saying. He's saying if you had a long piece of paper, right, and you trimmed it,
that'd be fine.
Why? Because it was a piece of paper before, and it's a piece of paper now. That's what he's saying. There's no qualitative change in the object, right? It was a piece of paper before, and it's a piece of paper now. It's just a question of how big it was. That doesn't change the type of object it was. It's not transformative. It's not a transformative process in terms of the qualities of the chefza, right? So that's not called... That's not called what? What is that? Yozim Chusa Ksiva Ketsitsa, right. I'm sorry, last one. Lo Havi Mechusa Ketsitsa. Sheyachal Litna Lo Kemos Shehu. Yeah. So what does it mean, Mechusa Ketsitsa? Kemos Shehu. Meaning with the same definition.
Okay, let's take that. I mean, it literally means like it is. It's a new thing.
In other words, yeah, it's a new thing. Go ahead. No, kemos shehu means the way it is. That if it's already talush, then I can give it the way it is, even without the ketzitza.
Right. We'll
but if it's mechuber, then what?
Not.
If it's mechuber, then I can't give it the way it is. Without the ketzitza. So what does it mean the way it is?
Being kind of like the horn.
The horn.
The horn.
You can't just give a horn.
You can't just give a horn.
You'd be giving a horn in the cow.
You'd be giving a horn in the cow.
Yeah.
There's too much baggage. Too much baggage.
It's a different thing.
It's a different thing.
One's a chauffeur.
Okay.
One's a cow.
One's a chauffeur, one's a cow. All right.
It's not saying it's a new thing.
I was messing with the word chauffeur. I just threw that out there. It's just a different thing.
Let's finish off this. Let's finish the thought. The cave and chicane. So if you just trim off some of the long paper, that's not going to create a psul. Right. Yeah. Mishum what? The dami lemechuber. All right. Yeah, but so definitively, what are they saying? What's the difference definitively between a long piece of paper and the mechuber? Or the carrot? In other words, if I have a long piece of paper, then what? Then they're saying that whether I give the whole paper or I trim it and give that short piece, there's no difference. There's no difference in the nesina. Right? There's no difference at all in the nesina. It's the same exact nesina. Right?
Okay.
I'm still giving the same thing.
Okay.
Why? I'm still giving the same thing. But they're saying that what? What if I have a karen on the para? If I would give the whole para or give the karen, that would be two different nesinas. Is that what they're saying? I'm asking you.
It seems like you're saying the root of the Hinn's Shita is that something that's mechubar you can't give. And he says Bali Chaim is Bali Chaim is like a side thing. But it seems like the reason
has more to do with the because it's actually in the ground, it's not possible to give.
Yeah,
and then Bali Chaim is just like a like a Darabanan, like a...
Is this the dumb movie? I don't know why that should make it have a...
Yeah, what does it mean it's dumb mechubar? I mean, either it's mechubar, what means dumb mechubar? So it would seem that they're saying that like we're trying to say before, that definitively some things, the shame of the thing is changed when it's in some objects the shame of the thing is different before it's cut and after it's cut. Right? In other words, a tree, a branch, while it's mechubar, is considered vegetation, right? It's not considered a kli. But when it's cut, now it's transformed into a usable, right? Into something usable for man. And there's a natural resources, and then there's a refined, and then there's something that's refined. So the para too. Anything that grows naturally, saying, once it's harvested, that's a definitive transformation.
Yeah, the para itself is inherently a usable object.
Yeah, but there's no problem giving the whole para. The problem is that does the...
When you cut it off, you make a new use.
The nesina that you're giving when you cut it off was impossible without the katitza.
Yeah.
Why? Because, like you said, if I want to give, if I cut off the tree, if I write the get on the tree and I cut it off and give it, then I'm giving in the nesina of lumber. That was impossible while it was still growing, because in order to give lumber, right, that doesn't exist before the ketitza.
Yeah.
So too, if I want to make the paro, if I want to make the keren into a kli, I want to give like Jeremy said, a chauffeur. I mean, it's true. You're making it into a new chefza, right?
So then
the nesina of that chefza cannot be done while it's mechubar. Yeah.
Well, why is the gemara only qualifying a changing quality of the object if there's a mindset attachment? Like, let's say the cow dies after,
right,
you know, after you sign the get.
Right.
Qualitatively different. Before it was a vehicle. It's not a vehicle anymore.
Well, even if it dies, it's still not considered. It's still considered a natural entity before it's removed and taken for a human purpose. That's a good question. But you know, as we're saying, that it's still in terms of the shame, it has a different identity. The removal of it from its source gives it a different identity.
Right.
So now he's saying you're not giving the same thing. The psul is that the chefza that you wrote on was a tree, and the chefza that you're giving is lumber, and those two things, that's really what it means. Mishen emechusa eliksiva unesina, meaning to say that the object is, that's what he's saying. If I have a long piece of paper and I make it a short piece of paper, the chefza is still the same. Could I have given paper before I did the ketitza? Yes. So I wrote it on paper and I gave paper.
And that's...
Right? But the problem is, for the chefza, the change definitively is a problem. That I can't have one type of object that is written on and another type of object that is given. You understand? That's why this shita makes a lot of sense. It's saying... It's not just an artificial idea of when I cut something, when I make something smaller, it changes, right? It's not an artificial idea of when I make something smaller, it changes, right? It really is that the chefza, that the type of chefza that I write on has to be the same chefza, the same type of chefza that I'm giving.
That's also why it would make sense, right? That it's mechutzar.
right once you decide to do ketzitz on it.
That's right. That's right, because either chetza would have been good. Right. It just has to be the same chetza that's b'chos of a nosai.
And then once you cut it, then it requires that change. And once you require that change, then you're interfering.
Then I'm giving a different chetza. Then I don't have the equation of the b'chos of a nosai.
So the
sin
is the problem.
So now you can say the problem is that it's not the same chefta that I'm giving as the one that I wrote it on.
Yeah.
There has to be, the psul is that the ksiva and the nesina have to be on the same chefta. Yeah. But that makes sense because they're saying that it changed, the object changed, right? When it was, so going back to what you were saying before, I disagree. When you wrote it on the karen of the par when it was alive, you didn't write it on both. You only wrote it on one. Because the idea of a keren, that the shame of a horn as a tool didn't exist. You just had a part of a bal chai. You wrote it essentially on a bal chai. When you cut it off, now it's a kli.
Well, understand? We
it's like nolad. It's like nolad. Yeah. Ponim chadoshos. Yeah.
So when we called it a horn before that was it was really.
That's the part of the cow. I mean, we could still. Karen shell para. I mean, the cows have parts, and we can identify them. But they're all in the same. They're all in the same class.
Right. This is a little more refined than what we said before.
No, this is a different concept.
Why?
This is a different idea now. He's not. I don't know. I don't know exactly what you were saying before, but I'm saying this is an idea like this. Where's the psul? This is the thing this is the thing that is at the forefront of my mind. Not just defining a difference of ketzita, but where is the psul? Where's the psul? What does gittin require, and where's the psul? So now we're saying like this: gittin requires the chos avin nosan demands that the cheftza of the ksiva and the cheftza of the nesina have to be the same. It has to be the same.
So
definitively has to be the same. Not quantitatively, but definitively.
It's a new object.
What's the
so
psul?
Meaning, I understand that the process requires something. So the psul in the process, is the psul in the giving, is the psul in the writing, is the psul in both?
It's a psul, it's a separate requirement in Gittin.
Yeah.
So it's a separate requirement in Gittin. It's exeris accustomed in Gittin that there's no problem writing it on this thing. And there'd be no problem giving this thing. Right? There's no problem writing it on the parah. And there's no problem giving a karen, right? But there's a separate din in Gittin that the cheftza of the ksiva and the nesina have to be the same, right?
I think so. Now what's lacking?
So what's lacking is the Xeris Akosov of
I think it's just saying part of the Xeris Akosov.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
I'm not getting any deeper into why it makes sense. We're still not going to that level. Just trying to define it over here. But the point, no, it's what the advantage that this has over what we were saying before is. Let me clarify this point. This is an important point. Because what I was asking you before was, if you're going to say that you have a long piece of paper, right, and cutting it is a psul, right, there's no other area other than this one where I say cutting the paper transforms the object into a new thing. You understand? If I have a long piece of paper and I would write something on it and then cut it, there's no logical principle there that says it's a different. The whole thing is a different chefza. Right? If I wrote a parsha on a long piece of paper and then I cut it, nobody would say it's a different parsha. Nobody would say you just created a new parsha that wasn't there, right? Nobody would say that. So that's why I was asking you before. If you're going to say taking a long piece of paper, writing a get on it, and then tearing it makes it into a new get. That's not an idea that comes from anywhere other than saying the Torah is inserting it here. You understand? But the Ron is saying, no, this is a natural idea. This idea exists. Because we all recognize the difference between a natural resource and a kli. Right? And this just follows in line with that. That this is not, the Torah is not inventing an idea of changing things because you trim them. right? That idea exists. Why? We still don't have an answer to why there should be a Gzeiras HaKasav like that. Why should the Torah be concerned that the Ksiva and the Nesin are the same? But at least now I can see that there really is a different Chetza. Right? In some definitive way, outside of Gittin, there is a change in the Chetza. As opposed to saying just trimming a piece of paper, making it shorter, nobody would say that it's a different get. So you'd have to resort to saying, but here the Torah says it's a different get, and that's why it's like the Torah created the problem and then said it's puzzle. Over here it's not creating the thing is true. It was written on a para, and now it's given on a kli. You understand? Okay. You catching what I'm trying to say? Okay. Huh? Which otzitz? The Manukov, the Ana Manukov, the Manukov, the one that's considered mechuber. The otzitz shem Manukov, is that a gzera? How's the Gemara go? I'm trying to remember. That's the next figure. That's the next
figure.
Bayim and Rava is about which otzitz? Right. Which otzitz are they arguing on?
No, they're arguing on the otzitz.
You want to go through it? We'll go through it. Go on. I can't remember. It confuses me every time I get to think of it. Go ahead. Which one are you going? So they want to bring a raya. You want to do the raya or you want to skip the raya and go to the... I'll read it for you then. Okay, let's go through it together. V'heviu raya l'divrayam. So this is the one who holds that it's only if it's mechubra, it's a problem. Midamrin l'komon. Al cheres shel otzitz nokov. I always get a little nervous when I see parentheses there. Right? Nokov is the right gear, sir?
Yeah, it's...
Al cheres shel otzitz nokov kosher. Who says Shana Nogov? What does the Gemara say?
The Gemara says, Kasu al cheres shel otzitz nokov kosher.
Kosval Ola Shelcheres Nokov is kosher. Okay.
The Shapiole Viahile Niyahu Ola Shel Atzitz Nokov.
Right. Al Ola Shel Atzitz Nokov.
Oh.
Abaye Amar Kosher.
Ola Shel Atzitz Nokov. Abaye Amar Kosher. Rab Amar Kosel. Yeah.
One second. Okay, the Gemara is like what? Shall al olo shall otzitz nokov? This is the one we're talking about. Abaye amar kosher v'rav amar pasul. Right, that's the Gemara.
Right.
If you wrote it on a leaf of a potted plant that has a hole in it, where the pot has a hole in it, so it's machlokas abaye and rava. Okay, rava says it's abaye says kosher, rava says pasul. Now the Gemara says why? Abaye amar kosher v'shakel le v'yav le niyalo. That there's no problem. There's no problem picking it up and giving it. Right? And Rava says, Posel, Gzera Shema Yiktom. Okay, so what does that mean? It means you might pluck the leaf off. Okay? That's the Gemara. You might pluck the leaf off. Right, but everybody would agree that what? That just picking up the potted plant would not be a problem. Because it's the same potted plant. Okay, one second. So now they want to bring a raya like this. I think we might have made a mistake before. But they're saying over there, the same potted plant. The only question would be if you pick the leaf off of the potted plant. That would be the question. So they say like this. V'hivu raya d'vei midamrino on l'komen al ola shel otzitz nokov kosher. Oh, yeah, that's cheres. D'shokle v'yavle. Al ola shel otzitz nokov abayam kosher rava amposel. G'zeir shem yiktom. Alma dafka nokov. Of the otzitz she'ena nakov lo gazrina dafilo katam kosher. So that's the one to bring the right. Abaye and Rava are only arguing on a potted plant that has a hole in it, where the pot has a hole in it. And then the machlok, and then they're saying if you would pull the leaf off, then it would be pusel. Then it would be a get. Then it would not be a get. Right. So now they're arguing. Oh, he goes there because you might pull off the leaf. But they're not arguing on the Ola Shel Otzitz that what? That is not Menukav. Right? So they want to bring a Raya. So you see over there that since it's considered since it's not considered mechubar lekarka, right, there'd be no iser to write it on that ola and then pull it off. Right? That's what they want to bring a raya. So he says, Veinzu raya, de epsha de betolish nami im kotam posel. Could be that in fact, if it, even if you wrote it on a tolish and then you pulled it off, it will also be possible. Miu b'mechubar gazrinan sheme yiktam. If you should rove a mechubarim, e epsha lehem below kitima. Hilkach otzutz nokov nami kaven she epsha lovo lide kitima posel le rovo. Of a tolish gomor, otzutz shena nokov lo gazrinan be sheme yiktam. Shim bonu ligzor betolish, enul devasov. Shimkin, if you allow klaf lo yichtov, dil magoyiz miyeg. Okay. Avaliola, migoyiz afilu minatolosh, mifsol, kidivere lochis gozol. Yeah, so they want to say that what? That the Gemara is only arguing, they're only having an argument about that case, but that doesn't mean that if it was actually pulled off, it wouldn't be possible. That's a separate question. How the right, okay. Lochinami mash, midarminan, koswal cheresh shel otzis nok of kosher. The shakol levi avlo, niele. V'lama lama li de shakole de cheres kule. The Gemara says if you write it on the cheres, you have to give the whole cheres. Why? Why do you have to give the whole cheres? Why can't you break out the get part? El shmami no, di guy is min cheres, makom a get posel, dalf pishu tolish mechusa katzitza mikri. Okay, fine. So that's just a question of can you bring a raya from that Gemara or not. But the machlokas is the same. If you have a tolish and you cut it, that's going to be the machlokas. Okay, so we understand the side that says only if it's mechubar. It's harder to understand the side of if it's just a long piece of paper.
How is the side that the one that says it's only if it's mechubar? How is that going to understand the case of the chayin nafka?
That only if it's mechubar. Oh, so then they're going to say it's good. That's a good question. He apparently is saying that what? That anything, and he's saying apparently they're learning that if the pot is not mechuba lekarka, right? So then it's a then the whole pot is considered a everything in the pot is considered like a. It's not considered a natural phenomenon. Huh? Because why is it different than the cow? It's a good question. Let's think about that question. Alright, take a look at the Baha. Take a look at the last sheet, okay? The Malachas, the, no, who is it? Rav Haigon. Let's take a look at Rav Haigon, and then we'll do a Ramban tomorrow, okay? And then we'll try to see if we can clarify the whole area here. Yeah. A lot of sheets here.
Yeah, I'm so confused.
What I would like to do is, I think the Ramban has the main Svara. From his Svara, we'll try to work back and understand the other sheetahs, okay? That's a good question you're asking.